All right, welcome back to the third season, first episode of Charlie and Me. Yep.
We did it.
We made it. Self-proclaimed first episode.
That felt really arbitrary, but I love it.
Yep, did it out of the blue. But, no, I realized that we had processed once again another payment, meaning we have one more year left, at least, on our lease on a website, so we're keeping it. We're not going anywhere. If you're not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're listening. If you are our friends and family, welcome back. We're going to have a fun time today. Charlie!
This week, this episode is going to go fast. Wink, wink.
Yeah. What?
Speedy. Sorry, should I say speedy?
Ooh, yeah. This episode's gonna give it. It wants to go fast.
Speed demon.
Speed demon. Yeah, it's racing. This episode's racing by.
Ooh, I like race.
That. Racing by.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it later.
Good thing we further workshopped that.
Yeah, we workshopped that before. We did not just think of that.
Nope, not live at all.
Charlie.
Grant.
How was your last couple weeks?
Last couple weeks were pretty darn good. Pretty darn good.
Pretty good.
I can see again. I'm just going to say it. Like, I can see again.
He's got eyes.
I got glasses. It had been 3 years. I needed new glasses.
I can see clearly now. My old glasses are gone.
I would preface, I have gotten new contacts all 3 of those years. Okay, like, new prescriptions. Cool. So, like, I could see, but my glasses were out of date.
Yeah.
It was getting borderline. It was getting bad. So, got new glasses. I took a gamble. I got some bigger frames. They're a little big.
Ooh.
A little bit used to.
Ooh.
But I really like them.
Yeah.
Got a little stylish with them. So,
damn,
that was exciting. And what else? Oh, we went to that sick market this weekend.
Boom. Yes. I like this.
I know you're going to bring it up. But I could eat, like, every meal there for weeks.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different options.
And if you had enough money.
Yeah, that too. well, yeah, you do eat out.
Touche, yeah.
I cook a couple good times a week. Two, three times. So, yeah, that market was awesome. I will definitely probably be starting to bring my people that have come visit there more often. So, thanks. Thanks for pointing that one out, Grant.
It's brand new, so if someone pointed out to me, it's not my call.
But yeah, it was cool. It was just like a big beer hall type thing, like seating. Yeah. So it was kind of just see yourself and mingle around and pick whatever food you want.
So they call it a food hall.
Food hall, like I said. beer hall, food hall.
Yeah, worked out. We went to Time Out Market Chicago this weekend with some friends, had a really good time, and it turned into a very long day.
I forgot something. Before,
please.
Before I did that, we had a retroactive Christmas party at our office.
Ooh.
On Friday. So, half day on Friday. Felt like I was in school again. Like, half day at school.
Probably no one got any work done.
Well, I mean, the first half was just filled with meetings anyway.
Yeah, so the first half of Friday, you're just like, I'm not going to work. I'm going to talk to you about your work. And, oh, wait, then we're going to go the second half. We're going to go drink. Cool.
Yeah. And so, like, I was talking to all the guys, like, who I know get there, like, 6:30 every morning. And I show up, like, 8 usually, 7:38. I'm like, oh, like, what time do you get in? 6:30? I'm like, why? We're all leaving at the same time.
You got here too early, buddy. Oh, that's awesome.
I felt pretty smart there.
It's a smart move. I mean, if they only tell you when to leave.
We got an email at 11:15 saying to be there by noon with a picture of the map and, like, the directions, saying it's going to take 28 minutes to get there. I'm like, oh. I gotta leave now.
Gotta go now. It's time.
Sorry, sir. I have to go. I'm on a client call. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I gotta go now. I got me called away.
I have to go. I have to go drink beers with the guys I work with.
Yeah, I got to drink a nice fat liter of beer.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's business.
None of your business.
So, yeah. It's always enjoyable. Grant.
I love it. My turn.
Your turn.
Oh, good.
You have some exciting stuff.
Did I?
You went to Arizona.
I went to Arizona. Had a great time. I forgot. Went skiing.
Really gets you.
Went skiing in Arizona. Went hiking in Arizona. Did a lot of things, and it was honestly awesome. Makes you want to move to an outdoor state and just, like, never be inside.
It makes you think. Like, we had all these opportunities, like, okay, go to school someplace. Mm-hmm. Right after school, move someplace.
Yeah.
Midwest.
Yeah, so now I have to get rich and buy a house there.
That's good. Second step. Or just retire. Don't get rich to retire.
Well, at this age, you do.
Or just make some very bad life choices.
Yeah, okay.
I don't need this money. I'm going to retire right now.
When does
welfare kick in?
Well, welfare isn't Social Security, so...
Well, when does Social Security kick in?
Yeah, well, not until you're 60... You can start getting at 63, but it's a discounted price, I think. 64, 63.
Close.
Yeah. I actually got in the car the other day, heading back in the carpool from work, and the guy driving, Kevin, he goes, yeah, I figured out I have 7 years until retirement. And I just quietly go, I got 40.
I have a few more than that.
Yeah, so we did that. Then I had some friends in town last weekend. We went to Time Out Market. Honestly, blast. Great time. Recommend it to anyone in Chicago. You come visit, we'll meet you there, eat some food.
Pretty good deal.
Have a beer or two, go about our business afterwards, live a life. That was my time.
That was a good time.
Ding, ding, ding.
I like to solve the puzzle, please. Yeah.
I feel like February, though, has just... January flew by, honestly. January was really quick. I don't know what happened. February, for being the shortest month of the year... really been throwing me through a loop. Like, I never know what's going on what day. I don't know.
What day is it today?
I thought it was Thursday all day, literally. I was super confused. Then I got home, I was like, wait a second, not Thursday. Whoa. And I look at my calendar at work very frequently, so it's kind of funny. Like, I should know what day it is.
Did you, like, miss any calls or appointments?
No, because I get reminded. It pops up in my calendar, says, call into this. But it's just, oh, God. February is not my month. Looking forward to March. Maybe a little springtime action.
Maybe some madness.
Yeah, maybe some more colors.
Maybe a bracket.
Ooh. A color bracket?
I was saying a March Madness bracket.
Oh, we're definitely doing a March Madness bracket, too, for... anyone who's listening, this will really be the test to see who listens and wants to be in our bracket, but we're throwing together a bracket. Probably the day Selection Sunday happens, we'll make it.
And then we'll, for next episode, Grant, we're going to think of a prize, or a list of prizes, a potential list of prizes.
Our boys last year actually cashed out on them, too.
They did?
Well, actually, it was a tie. One of them did. The other one didn't. You know who
you are. 50-50, I'm taking that.
That's worked out well for us. We had a great time on that one. So we'll come together. We'll get a prize together for our Charlie and Me sponsored March Madness bracket.
Third annual,
yeah. First annual was not that much fun for me.
It was great. I had a blast.
Yeah. yeah.
Grant's ass tag, in case you guys are wondering.
Big gambling time, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Now, we can talk about the colors.
Now, February leads into March. March, grass, so when the grass starts getting more colors in it, depending on what they are. Maybe a little bit of yellow, maybe a little bit of green, you don't know. Our podium this week is podium of colors.
Yeah, we're getting real crazy with it.
Boom.
Colors. Grant, I'll be a gentleman. I'll go first. Yeah, you can go first.
Favorite color is green. Boom.
Damn.
Yeah,
should not let you go first.
Yeah, I knew it.
I'll go blue. I wear blue.
See, that was my second one. Blue or green. All right, well, we can end it here.
That's, yeah. I mean, those are two classic colors.
Yeah, those are my favorites, so goodbye. I mean, like, when I wear colors, I like red a little bit.
That's good. That was my second
one. I wear a good amount of red. I got shoes that are red. I like red in my shoes.
I was going to say, shout out to my mom. Her favorite color is red. That's why it was on my list.
Woo!
We have a whole room in our house called the Red Room.
Ooh, that's fancy. Do you guys, like, eat tea and crumpets there?
No, it's the guest
bedroom. Eat crumpets and drink tea.
It's the guest bedroom, so we don't do tea time there.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
Especially if the guest was there. The last time I went home, I was actually relegated to the guest room.
Yeah, dude, that happens. I got the couch one time.
I usually end up on a cot in the basement, so I actually upgraded.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, my second one, orange. Orange was always growing
ooh,
up.
Ooh, no. Uh-huh. Orange? Orange is probably my least favorite color.
Not necessarily to wear, but I always like the look, the good orange. Not like a super vibrant orange, I like one of those neon oranges, but like a little dark orange.
See, now I'm like thoroughly...
Or like Bear's orange. Bear's orange is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. What's... I'm just like thinking about an orange color and I can't get it out of my head, so I hate it. I'm out. I can't do it. No orange.
I would say, well, it's kind of funny. Says a lot of my cakes when I was growing up were checkerboard, so you always get to pick the colors. A lot of them were orange and blue. My two first picks on this podium.
Ooh, there you go.
Maybe my third.
My third is. Ooh, this is tough. Third favorite color is not an easy one to pick. I'm literally looking around my apartment, seeing which color I have the most of.
This is a rookie.
I'm going with straight up gray because it goes with everything.
That's good. I mean, you have the opportunity to take the color that is.
I think, and also like gray can be like emotional, but it also can be like non-emotional at the same time. Fuck.
I'm trying to get philosophical with this color.
Think about you look at like some art pieces, it's like this piece is all gray and it's like, wow, I feel a lot of emotion. This piece is all gray, it's like this is blank.
Can you call it like dumb. The 50 Shades of Gray?
Charlie, damn dude.
Woo! Alright, my turn.
Okay.
You missed a grand opportunity there while you were thinking. The color that is all colors.
Black. Yeah. Actually, I thought about black, but I didn't think that I wanted to encompass every color because I wanted to keep orange out of this shit.
Wow, you feel very strong about the color orange.
My middle school, our colors were blue and orange, and I did not like the orange at all. It was just, I still think about it at times. You look like a basketball.
I learned something new.
Orange is just a rough color. I'm not a fan.
We're trying to like find a picture of you wearing orange and just.
Oh, they probably exist. I'm sure they exist. Oh, I definitely because we had orange. We had orange tops, and then we wore white shorts on the bottom. And when I played basketball for middle school, I'm sure there's pictures out there of that.
Your Kyle Oren orange jersey signed.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta have some respect to the orange jersey just because it's got the Kyle Oren on it. So I can't shoot that one down, but the signature means a lot more to me than the color orange.
I also did say like Chicago Bears orange too, so like.
Yeah, I mean, no, I get that. I'm just saying the signature means a lot more to me than the color orange. I mean, I also have the Kyle Oren jersey from Denver, and it's got some orange highlights in it, so.
It's true. So you're saying you love the color orange?
Not a big fan. I will say this was tough because I wanted to include like in between colors, like sky blue. Or like, you know, like I didn't, but
yeah,
I wanted
to keep it to the base ones. I'm surprised none of us said purple.
Yeah, purple's cool. I used to make fun of purple until I went to St. Thomas though. Because my dad went to Northwestern. I said, hey, Dad, look at all those purple grapes out there playing football. And then I went to St. Thomas, and it was purple. It was like exact same colors.
The football team's purple pants, purple jersey combo is disgusting.
Yeah, not a fan, but, you know, whatever.
Roll Toms. Speaking of Roll Toms, segue, not really, but it's conference week.
Oh, well, that being said... This is the last Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference championship of indoors, including the University of St. Thomas.
I don't think this is true. I think we have one more.
This is the second to last, is what I said.
There we go.
Yeah. So let's keep a streak alive. Haven't lost one yet. Woo-woo!
Knock on wood.
All right, no one cares. Let's roll into the interview.
Speed racer.
And Robin's racing. Let's have some fun with a good friend. Yeah. All right, now we welcome on a reoccurring guest, a great friend of ours, both, Charlie and Mies, Matt Lapisto. Matt, welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, we have a lot of good stuff to talk about here, but start out with a hot reoccurring question. You're going to like this one. What is your favorite Charlie and me moment from racing with us?
Racing. Probably being ahead of you guys most of the time.
Oh, bullshit.
That's trying to do for me.
Yes, usually I was just ahead of you guys.
I'm gonna cut some slack in that answer because I was also thinking, and when I asked the question, I can't think of one moment I raced against you. Besides, maybe freshman year 8K at lacrosse. I think that was it. And CJ, we were back, we were near, or you raced pretty fast there, I think. We were near each other at one point, and then CJ passed us and just goes, choo-choo, here comes the train.
Yeah, that was one of my better races, I think.
Yeah, you were near me, so that makes sense.
Not the best sign. I mean, I'm behind you, both of you, so it's...
That was freshman year. Anyway.
I got one of Charlie running at Hamlet, doing the 5Ks. Probably my last 5K I did on the track. And I don't know what I was doing, but I just had so much energy the last lap, and I just blasted off. And just flew by him.
We were not having a good race, and all of a sudden this guy comes through, like, it's the last lap of the 200-meter sprint.
Yeah, I was feeling good. I was like, oh shit, maybe I should have done this a couple laps ago.
We were
barely breaking 16, but here comes Matt.
Yeah.
We're sorry, barely breaking 17. Barely breaking 17, but here comes Matt.
All right, hey, that's my PR.
Dude, classic. Classic. So, Matt, we brought you on today. Heavy topics, great topics, but not a whole lot of people that listen to this, I imagine, watch NASCAR, are involved with NASCAR, or truly even understand NASCAR. So,
it's a damn shame.
We brought you on today. I know you held your, what, fifth annual? Sixth annual?
Seventh annual Daytona 500 party.
Daytona 500 party. Boom. So, before we get into a quick little race recap, maybe tell us what got you so into NASCAR.
My whole family's in NASCAR. I got on a family NASCAR board probably 10 years old. My mom got me on. I'd send in my picks to my uncle every week. And pretty much started from there. Favorite driver was Matt Kenseth from Wisconsin. Really? Probably picked him because his name was Matt.
I guess that makes sense. Number 17 car.
Yeah, 17 DeWalt, my favorite car. Even got a keychain on my keys. It's pretty dope. But yeah, ever since, just kind of took off. Then all my friends got into it. My buddy works for Team Penske. He travels around every week with the team, so got that going for us.
Got that happening, yeah.
But yeah, it's just the speed, it's just the rumbling, the noise, everything. The racing, you don't get this in Formula One.
Ooh.
I mean, there's no rubbing in, there's no rubbing is not racing in Formula One.
Yeah, no, that's not a thing. They see another car on the track, they're like, what the hell is that? There's no cars out here.
So, help me understand a little bit here. I don't understand NASCAR very well, but you get seated in your spot somehow.
You get to do qualifying, I think it's a day or 2 days before. I forget how it works, but pretty much you just do laps, and whoever's the fastest is that's how you start.
So that lines them up in twos, and then like the guy in the back just has like, he's just like shit out of luck at that point?
No, actually, like for Daytona, a lot of people's strategy was to start in the back because there's so many crashes, and if you're up in the front when one of the big ones happen, and you just get taken out. So some of the people just kind of lay low the whole race, and then when it's time to go, they last
shake and bake
50 laps. Yeah, shake and bake. Let's go, Ricky.
So you can win from the back, but it is who crosses the finish line first. It's not like a time thing, right?
No, yeah, it's yep. Who crosses the finish line first?
All right, I like it.
So now I kind of want to hear like the evolution of your Daytona party.
Well, okay, year one, it was me and Maddie and Brady Hall. No one else showed up.
In our defense, it got like postponed like three different times that race.
Yeah, you had it on like a Monday. You had it like a Monday morning.
Yeah, that must have been a day it got rained out. Yeah, that was unfortunate.
I think was that the year the jet dryer blew up?
No, that was a couple years before that. I remember that out in Arizona.
Okay.
The whole track was on fire.
Didn't mean to interrupt there.
Yeah, Juan Pablo Montoya just comes around the corner out of caution, smokes a jet dryer. The jet fuel's going down the track, and the whole thing's on fire, and they can't put it out. They're like, what the hell do we do? Got delayed like 4 hours.
Yeah. I remember watching that.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yep.
So you and Manny started it, and then...
Yep. Year two, we probably had three or four people. Probably DeFrain probably came. Maybe we roped another person into coming. Year three, I think, I think it was just me. I think it was like an all-time low attendance. No one came. I think I just ended up leaving at one point because... it might have got rained out that year, too. And then year four, we started to see a little pickup. Maybe five, six. Year five probably had five, six. Year six probably had 10 people. This year, we had like 15 people.
15 people?
15 people.
And you didn't even invite us.
Yeah, I did.
No, I did not get the Facebook invite.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Well, I knew Charlie was a real NASCAR fan, unlike you.
Well, I understand it better now. Maybe I'll pick someone and say, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah, so we have 15 people. We watched like 3 hours of pre-race shit. Just waiting for the green flag. And then 20 laps in, gets rained out. And yeah. Just sitting there with 15 people. I'm like, well... thanks for coming, guys.
Well, this was fun.
No, see you tomorrow.
We brought, some of my buddies brought up some dice and a bunch of dollar ones, and we ended up playing dice for a couple hours and drinking, so it ended up being pretty fun.
All right, well, at least it turned into a good time, but I'm sure Matt LaPisa party's never not a, never not a fun time.
Got Raising Cane's catered. That was yummy, just bathing in cane sauce.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
The best part about seeing one of those races live? Is it just like the sound and the vibration of everything?
Oh yeah, the sound, the smell, the vibration. You can't hear a thing. Like, don't even try talking to your neighbor, just because it's impossible.
So, when you go to them, do you literally stay for the entire thing?
Yeah, of course. They go by so fast, with 50 laps to go, and you're like, oh, is it over already?
I mean, it seems like 500 laps seems like a lot of laps.
It's 500 miles, not 500 laps.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wrong misconception.
Well, then how many laps are on the Daytona track?
200?
Yeah, it's like
2.5.
It's like 3-point-something miles a lap.
Got it. All right, well, that makes it a 2.5. Lot. That makes it a
2.5, that's it.
That makes it a little easier.
My bad.
Bring your own beer, so you roll your own cooler into the NASCAR stadium.
I got a backpack of cooler. We can make that work next time.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. This is how every sporting event should be.
I love it. What? All right. I want to hear your best sales pitch for NASCAR. Like, I want you to sell me on why I should be watching NASCAR every weekend.
NASCAR is Formula One with no downforce and pack driving. That's all you need to know.
Boom. Got it. I'm not sure what half that meant, but I like it.
Rubbing is racing.
You just said NASCAR is America.
Well, it's kind of true.
So,
all right, change. Are you done with NASCAR, Grant? I'm ready to change the topic a little bit.
Oh, I'm done with NASCAR.
Okay, Matt, I hear you're now in a beer league hockey league. So I want to know, how many Gordie Howe hat tricks are you picking up these days?
Oh, I scored 2 last night. I thought I was going to get 3. I was so excited. Oh, Gordie Howe. I don't know about the Gordie Howe. I'm not. Don't have good pims. I've been working on my pims, but.
So you're shaking the gloves, trying to throw knocks with someone?
No, I'm kind of a pussy.
So you get ejected for fights in.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's where beer leagues go wrong. You know, they should allow like just soft fights.
Yeah, you get thrown out.
Like light slapping. No punches, but light slaps are allowed. That'd be cool in the beer leagues.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So it's high school hockey time. One of my favorite times of the year, coming up on what's going to be a new Minnesota State Hockey All Hair team. We're forecasting here, but what do you think the best do is going to be? Like, what do you think is maybe the most popular do? What do you think is going to be the best hairdo for just some state hockey players rolling in with? I mean, go with the mohawk.
Probably going to be a nice fade into the mullet.
Oh, yeah.
With the little lines shaving in. That's kind of been the hip thing lately.
And then dyed, probably. Dyed blonde.
Yeah, of course.
I want one person to just go bald, like shave bald.
Oh, no, or just like the shave like the old man, like you only have hair on the side of your head.
Yeah.
Like the receding hairline look.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be so funny. It's a stark contrast.
Speaking of high school hockey, Denfeld faces off with Hermantown. 7 minutes ago.
Are we keeping you from this?
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm, Duluth Denfeld, Denver Med State, or...
All right, since
they're alive.
Since now we realize that we're keeping Matt from a prior engagement, we will enter the last portion of this interview. Matt, last portion is literally Charlie and I do 2 Would You Rathers, and then we try to ask you to come up with one on the spot. Okay. So, Charlie, you're up.
Would you rather skate full speed from like the goal line to center ice and then do a belly dive on the ice bare-chested, or sit with no pads in front of a Zdeno Chara slap shot?
Oh, flat on the ice.
Yeah, I'm going flat on the ice.
No way.
I'm not taking a slap shot from anyone.
I mean, yeah, I'd slide too.
Matt, would you rather be a Formula One driver or a BMX biker? Motocross.
I'd be a Formula One driver just because it's like fun go-karting.
Yeah, I feel like they make a lot more money.
Go-karts.
And you make bank. Those drivers make so much money.
Yeah, it's not like I'm ever gonna have to race again. Near someone.
All right, Matt.
You have to get through one turn. You have to get through one turn, and then you're fine.
Fair enough. All right, Matt. What do you got?
Would you rather smoke half a pack of Pall Malls at Chicagoland? In 30 minutes.
Oh. Or?
Or would you rather...
smoke 3 quarters of a pack.
I might be thinking that. I was like, man, damn, I might go that option no matter what the other one is. Or would you rather... down... 5 glasses of wine in under 5 minutes at a Formula One race.
Oh, I'm calling glasses of wine. I'm assuming we're at Monaco.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That's gonna be a tough one. The half a pack of cigarettes, I feel like I would probably have to be like airlifted out of there.
But 10.
I had no idea how many was in a pack even. All right, 10. 10 cigarettes in half an hour?
Yep.
And five glasses of wine in 5 minutes? I'll probably go with the wine. I gotta go with the wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you would.
A couple of wine guys. I thought about the cigarettes for a second, though. I was like, eh, that's not too far from home.
Yeah, I made that one a little steep. I probably could have done it, but...
Which one are you doing?
I'm going to be at Chicagoland. Chain smoking.
We knew it.
By the way, I'm going to be drinking wine with the Fairy Boys over at Monaco.
So, before we let you go, you have any questions for us?
No.
Didn't think so. All right. Hey, good luck at to your high school boys at state.
And we'll see you at Chicagoland.
Yeah, go Hunters.
We'll see you at Chicagoland with a pack of pawmos. All right, that was Matt Lepisto. Always a pleasure to have him on. And it was nice to have him on to start a new season.
Yeah, felt right,
felt good. I don't know.
If we had more time, I was going to bring up, remember in college, he made up the Myak All Hair Team Twitter account? You and him.
We made that up real well.
So it's funny because, I had a tweet yesterday where I was saying M&M's were the worst part about trail mix, and some random people started replying to it, no idea, so I clicked on them. Our common followers were, one of them was the Myak All Hair Team.
You know what's funny is that actually kind of blew up for like a week.
And then you guys forgot the login.
And then we lost the login. It was actually like kind of big, like there was a lot of people on it.
Yeah,
and we were like, whoa.
Every day.
Yeah, people were actually like...
I'll give you a month on it. For a month, people were active on it every day.
And people were actually like sending us things. Like our DMs were flooded. They were like, hey, get this guy on there. Like this and this. And we're like, whoa. That's the closest I've ever come to being like a viral sensation, I guess. I totally forgot we ever did that.
Yeah.
Wow. Wild. I'm going to put that on my resume.
Co-founder of the Myak All Hair Team.
The Myak All Hair Team. I think someone gypped it though and like realized that we weren't doing it anymore and someone else made it. Which is good for them.
It's a good business acquisition.
Yeah, I respect it. They didn't pay me for it, but it's alright.
It's intellectual property. Hand it over. Fork it over, man.
Fork it over. Hey Charlie, are you nervous about getting sick?
I mean, you
live pretty close to the airport.
I live pretty close to the airport. I saw reports that men with beards are more likely to get it than men without.
Mm.
And it took me too long to get this thing, so I'm not shaving.
Did you read why that is?
No. Is that work?
Didn't read the report, just saw it.
I didn't want to click on anything, but I saw the picture.
Didn't read it, but the picture existed, so...
And it could have been from The Onion, but they said it's CDC, so... They got me.
So the source could have been The Onion, but The Onion was sourcing the CDC.
But I'm just saying, it might not have been The Onion.
Mm. So really there's like a 50-50 shot. This is fake news.
I think it's real.
Hey man, I respect it.
But I'm going to risk it to get the biscuit.
Yeah, I haven't shaved in a couple days, so I have a tightly held beard, maybe.
You're at risk.
I'm at risk. Yikes. Dude, this could be tough.
Not that we're making fun of this.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I mean, it is sad. The coronavirus is weird, but at the same time, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So.
I don't know. There's nothing you can do.
No, you get sick, you get sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can probably do preventive measures like shower, stay in the shower, work from home.
Shower, stay in the shower.
And work from home.
And work from home, okay.
Yeah.
Being working from home. Man, people, you get a little snow and people freak out and work from home.
We didn't even like get snow this morning until after I got to work, and they had already talked about not going to work before, and I was like, really? We didn't even get like round the like. I went for a run after work today. No snow anywhere, like on the concrete. It was just on the grass. Come on, guys. Yeah. Come on, everyone.
You made me worry. I was like, You texted this morning, like, wow, we really got a huge snowstorm. But we got more than you, so I was like, I mean, I kind of underestimated because I thought we were going to get nothing, but we ended up with like an inch and a half. And so I was like, what, really? I'm like, geez, what did I miss? What did you guys get down there?
Yeah.
And, oh, nothing. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I'm being sarcastic. Like, we have nothing right here.
Like, geez, how lucky did I get, like, the 5 miles south you are?
Yeah, dude, it's amazing how weather becomes such a topic of conversation for everyone in their work lives.
That weather and, like, sicknesses are going around the office. I signed so many emails today. Like,
oh, everyone's got the flu.
It's in and out.
Oh, there's something going around. Yeah, if we fucking get it, Todd, go back to work.
No, don't come to work. You're sick.
Yeah, but if you have a fever, don't go to work. I did that, though. That was bad.
You're the jack wagon.
I didn't get... I don't think I got anyone sick. That being said, let's move along to the quotes, since I'm the jack wagon. Charlie, what do you got?
You should go first. I should end it.
My quote is, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the end. C.S. Lewis. So change the end for us, Charlie.
Boogity, 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 let's go racing, boys, from Darryl Waltrip.
Boom.